Welcome to the Apple for Hits podcast. Hello there, everybody. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. In this podcast, I'm going to show you everything you need to know about VPN. All right, so I did a podcast recently on an app called AdGuard Pro. And within that podcast, I discussed something about VPN. And I got a lot of response asking, what is a VPN? How does that work for me? And is that something I can use? And what do you use? And why do you use it? So I pretty essentially decided to make a podcast, everything you need to know about VPN. So let's start with the education aspect of what is VPN and what it does for me. VPN is short for virtual private network. I know that's crazy, right? It's really long. So we're just going to keep it short to the acronym of VPN. In a nutshell, folks, in a summary, when we use our device on Wi-Fi or cell, so if I'm checking my mail or I'm checking my news or whatever have not that you do on a daily basis, you're sending all this data transmission back and forth to the router or this mysterious place where it sends all the information and you get the information back, right? So that way you can get new emails, messages, or news, or whatever have not. That is how things go back and forth, something called data transmission. Well, when you send this information back and forth, it is unsecured. That means if you're on a public Wi-Fi, let's just use that for example, because really, if you're home and you're using your own Wi-Fi, I call that a private Wi-Fi. That means that nobody can get on it other than people that know the password onto your network and can be within your own inner circle, right? So essentially, you're safe within your private inner circle. But that's not the case when you're in the public Wi-Fi. Essentially, you're sharing all these other people that are using the same public Wi-Fi along with them. Of course, there always had to be somebody out there that has to ruin everything because they know that all these data transmission going back and forth is not secured. If they have the right tools and the right equipment and got these bad malicious people that are devious or whatever they want to do, they can sniff these things out. Yet essentially, they can watch all the data transmission going back and forth from all these people to this mysterious router out and then comes back. So yes, essentially, if it's not encrypted, if you go out, ask for your mail, and all your mail comes back, yeah, they're going to see all those mail and what's in those contents of your mail. Pretty disturbing, right? Well, a lot of folks like us, we don't even really think about it. And honestly, most of the time, I just don't think about it. And I think I'm pretty safe for reasonable sake. A lot of things I use, really, I don't have anything to hide. And, you know, but it's annoying because if it's any sensitive information in there, phone numbers or emails or credit cards, whatever have not, well, that becomes a problem, right? You don't want anybody to see that. So they created something called a VPN. That allows you to have a service. You hook it up onto your iPhone. And once it's connected and configured, you are now secured. So everything that goes out and back is completely encrypted. It is so encrypted, it is almost nearly impossible to crack. Or really, I mean, unless you're the government or something, it will take a long time to decrypt or to break that code. A typical hacker isn't going to deal with it. They're just looking for prone and easy targets to obtain all the information that they want in this data transmission. It is a true story, and that's pretty much why I got into the VPN. Before, I was like, I don't really need it. So what happened? My wife and I, we were on a trip one time, and we were flying to Denver, and we did a layover until we got to California, to L.A. And while we're sitting there at the airport, we decided to pop onto the Wi-Fi. Okay, Simple enough, right? And she wanted to get a movie because she wants to be able to watch a movie. So we rented a movie. So she went to the iTunes app and found the movie she likes. It asked for her Apple ID and credentials. We downloaded it and we were ready to go, right? While we're waiting, I kid you not, maybe 10 minutes later, we got all this email pop up on the phone and everything. Email says, Apple has detected somebody is trying to attempt to get use your Apple ID. And on the phone, my wife would get this pop-up, do you trust this device? And she's like, what is this? Well, somebody got a hold of her Apple ID because of this non-secured Wi-Fi. And that just disturbed me right to the core. So from that point and on, I said, all right, we're going to get a VPN service and we're going to hook it up as a family. So I'll have a peace of mind that everybody is secured when we are in these non-secured Wi-Fi. Not only that, but sometimes somebody, you know, when you see, go to the restaurant or something, typically it's pretty common. It says such and such restaurant, free Wi-Fi. You double connect it and you're connected, right? But did you know that it's very common that somebody will set up a bait? In other words, they will set up a hotspot in those locations. Hotels is very well known for this. They will put something like such and such hotel, and you're thinking, oh my gosh, there it is. You're actually connecting to their hotspot where they can collect all the data even easier than trying to sniff it out through the Wi-Fi. But it, because it's unencrypted, oh my goodness, they're getting everything. And it's a terrible thing to be in, and I hate that. So VPN will make everything encrypted. So even if you got onto somebody's hotspot or into the public Wi-Fi, everything is so encrypted, they're not going to get anything but nonsense data, and it's all be a waste of their time to try to decrypt it. All right, so that's out of the way. Let's talk about VPN services. There are free services, and there are paid services. Let's talk about the difference between the two. In this podcast, I'm going to demonstrate a free VPN service that I want to introduce you. Why? Because A, it's free. Two, it is very safe to use. I personally like this service because it does a lot of things, which I'll get to in a few minutes here. Also, it is something that you can use now to see if it's something that interests you or is something that you want to use for a while. The nice part about this, it gives you X number of data per month, so you don't have to pay for it. And once you use up that much, you can't use a VPN anymore. You'll have to wait for the next month and you get X number of data again. The paid service, however, well, it alleviates you. There is no data cap, so it's unlimited, so I can use as much as I want, and I like that. And they're for a nominal fee, so they could be from anywhere from a couple dollars to $10, $12 a month, all the way up to something that I bought it on sale. I use VPN Unlimited. It is a paid service, but I got this as a great value, and I got it for lifetime, so I never have to pay any more monthly subscription or anything like that. So you got a couple options there. Now, because you're using the free VPN, well, there's a couple things to think about. Not only does it cap you on the data, but you also have to remember it is going to be slower because it's free, so they're going to throttle you. But for most things, it shouldn't be that big of a difference. No, I'm not talking it's going to be like really dog slow. No, not at all. It's going to go pretty reasonably fast. Not super fast, but if you paid for it, and you're going to get to super fast speed, and you're not going to have the slowdown. So that's one difference too. The reason I like this free VPN that I'm going to show you is, one, you need to make sure any VPN that you check in have some of these options you need to read. One, does it keep track of you? Yes, you need to make sure. Does it log your activity or your logins, logouts? That's the first thing you need to find out. Number two, does it sell your data information pertain to you? A lot of these VPNs do that, and that's so annoying. The paid services do not do that. A lot of them, but once again, you need to double check, but VPN Limited does not track you, it does not log you, and it does not sell your data information about you. Now, This free VPN I'm going to show you today is called WindScribe. One word, WindScribe. WindScribe. I like this one a lot because, one, it is available in a lot of different countries. Excellent. That's number one. That way it will work to the fastest connection to wherever you are located across the world. Number two, it does not keep track of your logs entries. So it does not keep track of your log and activities. So all the information going back and forth, they do not know that is you. Okay, so I should say they don't keep track of that, so it's not being logged. Now, however, it is be free, they will sell your data information. Now, don't worry about it. What I like about this is that you're pretty much anonymous, and essentially, it's like a poll or survey of, let's just say, 100 people is using this VPN, right? We're all visiting all different sites. So let's say they're doing a poll, and they're saying, which website are people using the most in terms of searching? So they're going to make a poll. They're going to collect all the information. We got a lot of these people using Google search. Some of these people over here are using DuckDuckGo. And some of these people over here are using Bing. And they'll sell that information, but they don't have specific person. Like Thomas went to Google 5 times. No, that is not like that way in this service. Now, some services, they may do that, so that's why you need to read the terms and agreement very closely to see what they do and what they sell. So I like WindScribe for this reason, and it is free again, and you can use it whenever you want, and then see if that's something that you like. And I like it because it gives you a lot of data. If you go through truly anonymous, so you have to give a user ID and a password, no matter what. You have to have an account with WindScribe to make this work. But you do not have to give them your real name. You do not have to give them an email. And that's the best part. You are totally anonymous and they have no idea who you are. But you get 2 gig a month of data for free. If you give them an email and you confirm that email, you'll get up to 10 gig free each month. That is a lot of data, and you're not going to see that happen a lot. So I like that. I also like this service. I think it's pretty quick. It's not as slow as some of the other free VPNs out there, and it's something just to get your feet wet to see if it's something that you're interested in. Or you can upgrade it to a paid service, and you get better service, better speed, and no data cap. All right. So hopefully all that makes sense to you. So essentially everything we discuss is about privacy and being secured and nobody being able to see all the things going back and forth in the public Wi-Fi. All right, now let's go ahead and go to the WindScribe. I'm just downloaded it and I'm going to show you from scratch how to get this set up. So I'm going to go to the WindScribe.
WindScribe. Double tap.
And we're going to do one finger double tap. Open that app up.
WindScribe alert. WindScribe would like to send you notifications.
All right. If you want to allow it, you say yes or no. I don't see any reason why I need this on, so I'm going to say no.
Notifications may include alerts, sounds, and icon badges. Don't allow. Button.
And double tap. Don't allow.
Username. Text field. Double tap to edit.
This is where you have to enter your username and password. Obviously, down below, you have to create an account, so we'll go to the right.
Password. Secure text field. Login. Button. Don't have an account. Button. Create account. Button.
And you just double tap there. And that will take you to a screen where it's going to ask for a username and password. And you're going to see that your email is optional. Not required, but you'll get your 2 gig. And then after that, if you give them your email, get 10 gig. I went ahead and gave one of my bogus email address. I don't care all the spam and emails that I get from them. And obviously for 10 gig, you're going to get obviously some spam and whatever. So make sure you don't give it your primary address. So give it your junk email address. And that way you can get 10 gig. And no, they still won't know who you are. They just have an email, yes, but that's only for advertisement that they're going to send to you. That's how they make money. They got to make money somehow because they got to sell this data information and they got to be able to send you advertisement. That's the whole point of being free. All right. If you get paid, obviously you're not going to get all that junk, but I don't care. That's what my spam email box is for. So I'm going to go ahead. I already created an account, so I'm going to go back up here and enter my credentials here.
Password, secure text field, username, text field.
Double tap that.
Text field is editing. Username, insertion point at start.
All right, I'm going to be right back. Obviously, I don't want you to know my username and password, so I'll be right back.
Text field is editing. Password, secure text field. Double tap to edit.
Now I'm going to enter my password.
Insertion point at end.
Once again, you're not going to hear what I'm going to enter. All right, so I'm back, and I know that was quick, right? Boop, 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 boop. You didn't even know it. I'm going to go to the right.
Login button.
To the login button. I'll go ahead and log in.
Login. Empty list. Hamburger. Alert. WinScribe would like to add VPN configurations.
All right. This is okay. This is what we wanted. It has to put a new configuration profile into your phone. So I'm going to go to the right.
All network activity on this iPhone may be filtered or monitored when using VPN. Allow. Button.
Go ahead and accept allow. One finger double tap.
Alert. Enter iPhone. Passcode field. 0 of 6 all values right. Entered.
So you got to hit your passcode in. Once again, I'm going to put my passcode in.
WinScribe. Hamburger. Button.
Okay. So now you have entered your passcode. You are now into the app itself. The app is very accessible. What I like about it as well, you have your hamburger menu at the top left. Really, there's nothing in here for you to see but two things. First thing, if you go to the right.
Off button. Button.
It is off. That means the VPN is not on at this time. And at the very bottom of the screen.
10.00 gigabytes left.
I have not used anything. It tells me how much gig I have left for this month. Now, before I get to this discussion about how to turn this on and off on the whim, right now, it is going to be, once you turn this on, it's going to be on by default all the time. You don't want to do that. You could, and if you want to, but really, when I'm at home, I'm on my private network, I don't need that. Am I on the road and I'm using cell tower data? I don't need to do that either because you're not sharing information. It's not as readily as a private, or I'm saying a public Wi-Fi where everybody can see you. It doesn't work that way. It only occurs in the public Wi-Fi that I only want to turn this on. So I'd like to do this manually on and off. By default, it connects to everything. So every time you switch over to a cell and onto a different Wi-Fi, it automatically connects to it and turns it on. And I don't want to do that either. So, and first thing you need to do, we need to get out of this. So I'm going to go back to my home screen here.
WinScribe, double tap to open.
And I'm going to go find my Apple settings.
Settings.
Double there tap. It is. Once you find your Apple settings, we want to go in here. So one finger double tap.
Settings. Home.
You're going to swipe quite a bit to the right. We're going to keep swiping to the right until you get to something called VPN.
VPN. Connected. Button.
There it is. Now, it says connected here. That's because I'm using my own VPN and it's connected. But theoretically, it should say off or on. All right. For you, it should say off. Let's do a one finger double tap here to open up VPN.
Selected. Settings. Back button.
Now, I'm going to go to the right here.
VPN. Heading.
Now, this first section is not essential. If you're using AdGuard Pro or whatever you have not, it's going to show up in here. Leave that alone. I want you to focus on the personal VPN section. So let's get to that next.
VPN configurations. Heading. Personal VPN. Heading.
There it is. Personal VPN. That's the one I want you to focus on. Because once we go to the right here.
Status. Not connected. Double tap to toggle setting.
It's not connected. Yes, you can come in here and double tap to turn this on as well. But we're not going to be doing that. I'm going to show you a different approach in a different way.
VPN Unlimited. VPN Unlimited. Button.
That is my VPN Unlimited. That is my paid service. I use this all the time. If you want to use it, double tap it. Because essentially, it's going to show you all the VPN services that you have. So mine will show VPN Unlimited and WinScribe. So I got two of them. So let's keep going to the right until I find my WinScribe.
More info. Button. One. Selected. WinScribe. WinScribe. Button.
All right. So there's WinScribe. And you heard that it's selected. That means that is going to be the go-to default VPN that I want to use when it's on. Now, one more thing. I'm going to go to the right.
More info. Button.
There's a more info button. That's the most important thing I want you to get to. You only have to do this once. And I'm going to show you why. Double tap that.
More info. VPN. Back button.
Now, all the information to the right of this is going to be Just too much tech jargon, stuff I don't understand. But the one critical area I want you to focus on. So we're going to keep going to the right. You're going to hear the following things.
Winscribe, heading, type, ICAP 2, server, Central 032 Wiscard account, row 6, page 9. To configure the settings for Winscribe, use the Winscribe, connect on demand, off. Double tap to toggle setting.
There it is, connect on demand. So you need to make sure that is off. If it's not off, double tap that and it will turn off. That way, I will be more in control of my VPN. I'll turn it on when I want to and when I don't want to. Okay, so we got that out of the way. Don't need to ever do that again. You just put that to the side. So let's go back out to the home screen.
Settings, double tap to open.
And go to your Winscribe.
Winscribe, double tap.
All right, so let's go back to Winscribe. One finger double tap.
Winscribe, hamburger, button.
Ah, get the old hamburger at the top left. Now, remember that off button? Let's go back to that. Let's go to the right.
Off button, button.
At any time, you want to turn on VPN. So, I am at a restaurant or I'm at an airport. I need to turn this on. So, I'll do a one finger to double tap to turn this on.
Selected. On button. Button.
There it is. It may take a few seconds and then it'll pop up. It is now on. You're now protected. So everything that's going in and out of your phone is now purely encrypted, going out to the Never Never Land. You don't know where you're going. Another thing I like about the VPN too is that typically, if you did not know this, every phone goes out through an IP address. This IP address kind of basically tells those that are technical can locate that IP, and they know exactly where you live. That's creepy. They can just kind of return and say, oh yeah, he's in this city, and if they have enough tool, they can go, oh, he's down to this block. That is amazing. That's how Google is able to say, hey, I noticed you're living in this city. Have you seen this? That's how they do it. They'd be able to reverse IP to you. With the VPN on, you're completely anonymous, so that means you're encrypted. It goes out to some server out there that Winscribe decides to use. So if they try to reverse it or go back, they'll see, oh, it's coming from this Winscribe server out in California. That's weird. And they're going to think you're from California or whatever not. So that's the nice part. It masks your IP, so it masks your identification. Isn't that cool? All right, so that VPN is on, folks. So you can now go to anything you want. Let's do a test here. Let's go out to my home screen here.
Winscribe, double tap to open.
I'm going to go to Newsify. If you're not familiar with Newsify, Newsify is a news RSS feeder that I use to grab news. So let's go over there.
Home, page 2 of Newsify, 307 new items.
All right, so there's my Newsify. I'll go one finger double tap, open that up.
Newsify, edit, button.
I'm going to go to refresh it. I'm going to see how quick it goes through this VPN. So let's go look.
Refresh, button. Refresh, dimmed. Syncing subscriptions, ellipsis. Syncing unread items, ellipsis. Last sync, just now.
All right, so it did it that quick. There is a delay, and I'm going to show you the difference with it on and off. Now, before I do that, I want to also tell you the cool part about this. Once I turn it on, it only stays on for that location. So let's just say I'm at this restaurant. Once I leave that restaurant and I go back to the cell, it will automatically disconnect the VPN. You do not have to go back out and turn it off unless you want to. So you go back to Winscribe. If you decide you want to do that, let's go back to Winscribe.
Winscribe, hamburger, button.
And we're going to go to the right.
Selected, on button, button.
And I'll go ahead and turn this off.
Off button.
Now it's off. That is how you turn it off manually. Otherwise, as I mentioned before, once you get onto a new network, once you get into your car and cell takes over, it will turn itself off. Now, some people ask, hey, can I use VPN on cell? Yes, you can. You can use encryption through cell. But honestly, I don't see any reason for this because it's not the same security issue that you have in public Wi-Fi. Also, yes, you can have it on when you're home at your private Wi-Fi. You can, but I don't see the point either because I don't think anybody's inside unless you got some weird feeling that somebody's doing it. If you're an Airbnb, yeah, I know you're the only one there. But again, I would say you would want to turn it on because God only knows what's on that Wi-Fi, right? So use common sense. Just know when to turn it off, when to turn it on. If you're not sure, turn on. It's not a big deal. Once you leave, it'll turn off. Now, if you didn't disable the connect thing that we did in the VPN, remember, it will always stay on. It'll be on all the time. You'll actually have to go into Windscribe to turn this off, double tap. There's other ways to turn off VPN, but this is the easiest method. Now, before I leave you, this is off. Let's go back to Newsify and let's compare apple to apple. You kind of remember how long it took there, right? So let's go back to the other one.
Newsify, edit. Button.
Okay, so we're back in Newsify. Let's go back to the refresh. Let's see how fast it is compared to the other one.
Refresh, button. Refresh, dimmed. Syncing on red items, ellipsis, last sync, just now.
See how much quicker that was? So there is a slower response on a VPN. So you are going to get a little bit slower, especially when you get a free service, it's going to be even slower. Even with a paid service, that is pretty going to be about the same standard speed. So is the internet load, checking your email. So that is going to be common. So I want to let you know. So if that bothers you a lot, then I probably wouldn't suggest VPN for you. And really, it's all going to come down to personal preferences. So that is it. That is how you install a VPN for your security. So Windscribe was an easy one. So you just go to the app itself, install the profile.
Last sync, just now.
Once it's set up, all you got to do is open up Windscribe, double tap to turn it on. When you leave the area, it will disconnect by itself. Next time you want to try VPN, just double tap on again and try it again. The nice thing about Windscribe being free is that you get to try it for a while. Hey, maybe 2 or 10 gig is plenty enough and you want to use this from now on and you're happy with it, then by all means, stay with the free option. That is up to you. The other thing to remember, if you're streaming some really intensive data, like YouTube, Apple Music, and stuff like that, I highly recommend you turn that off, especially if you have a data cap. That is going to dig right into your data cap, and you're going to blow through the 10 gig so quickly and fast. You're not going to have time to quite enjoy the VPN as you want. So only use VPN when you need it. Like if I'm only going to check my mail, Newsify, and check out a couple things, that's a good time to turn on VPN. That's just something to think about and my advice to you. Even with unlimited and even with a paid service, you are going to see some sort of buffering and slowdown. And that is going to happen because that's the nature of the beast. But if you truly want to be encrypted the whole time, leave it on. That's great. Now, for fun and giggles, let's go back to Windscribe and see how much data I use just in that demonstration. Let's go back here.
Windscribe, hamburger, button, 10.00 gigabytes left.
All right. So obviously, it didn't use a whole lot or enough to make a dent. So that is how you can check it. Go back to your Windscribe, go to the bottom, and you can see how much gig you have left for that month. I hope that it was very helpful to you with everything you need to know about VPN. If you have any questions, please, please, please do email me. I don't care if you think it's stupid or dumb because I don't think anything is stupid and dumb questions at all. So you can email me at thomas@applevis.com. All right, folks, that's Windscribe. And that's everything you need to know about VPN. My name is Thomas Donville. I also go by the name of Anonymous. And until next time, bye-bye.
This podcast has been brought to you by the community of AppleVis. For the latest in resources and tips and tricks to help you get the best experience from your Apple device, visit us online at www.applevis.com.